and welcome to the regular Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District Board Meeting. If we could all rise, please join Director Guteau in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show Director Callahan is absent and Director Graves is joining via teleconference.
Okay, thank you. This is a time in our meeting that we allow for public comment. Public comment is on anything that is not currently on the agenda. It is 3 minutes. We're here to listen to you but cannot respond. So let me know if there's anyone that is wanting to do public comment. Terry?
Good evening, Board. I haven't brought this up in quite some time. But so I've got the kids on golf carts riding around acting off scooter. There's kids on the small dirt bikes that aren't licensed, or not, the bikes aren't licensed, they're not supposed to be on the street. Kids on the modified electric scooters are driving around, you can't even see them because they're about a foot off the ground. And I don't know whether you guys know, but one kid got hit up here on the boulevard at beach. I don't know what the scoop is with them. I was trying to ask one of his friends, but they don't want to stop. They just keep on going. But anyway. Speeding down the boulevard is just still crazy. Cars are coming through where the sidewalk is up here, the crosswalk. Coming from Stockton, they're just going right through either a red light or just, you know, whenever they feel like going through, they don't bother or wait in line. On next door, there's a lot of chat about car thefts, break-ins, and all this other kind of stuff. We're supposed to have two resident deputies that are here. I don't know what they do. I talked to the lieutenant, every opportunity I get outside after the meeting, it's just, I don't know, I might get anywhere myself. I don't know whether you guys have more leverage than me, Joe Blow, does, but maybe it's about time somebody with the talent stepped up and registered complaints on what's going on, because somebody's either going to get hurt really, really bad, or they're going to get, hopefully, not killed. And like I said, I don't know what the scoop is with the kid, but they hauled him away in an ambulance. So anyhow, it's not going in the right direction. So maybe you guys can think of what maybe we can do as a town. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
There are no hands raised online.
Okay. Any other public comment in the audience? No? Okay. We're going to go ahead and close public comment. We're now going to move on to the consent calendar. Does the board have any questions or changes to the consent calendar? No? Director Graves?
Sorry, we're trying to keep in the background noise. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead then and open up the consent calendar to public comment. Is there any public comment on the consent calendar? Okay. Bring it back to the board. Can I get a motion to approve, please?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Can I do a roll call vote?
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Guteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Consent calendar is approved. Thank you. We're now going to move on to presentations. Jeff. Welcome from Veolia.
Hey, thanks.
I'm glad you're wide awake.
Yeah, for the most part. So hopefully this will be a little faster than Anthony, but we'll see.
We appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you. All right, so Safe Work Day is 113. We did training. We had our International Safety Week this month. In September. We have all our welders still active, except for, well, seven still getting worked on. Our numbers are slowly dropping now again for the winter time. I mean, it's not really noticeable yet, but we're trying to blend Newport and Willow again. So next month we'll probably live a little more closer to each other. And yeah, you guys see it on the chart. We did 20 samples. We didn't really have a water quality complaint. We got wind on next door that there was an odor down the, I think it was Disco Point, so we went and flushed it and there was nothing, so. Yeah. And we flushed 7 items. All 15 lift stations are still active, no issues. The wastewater plant, I mean, we're almost even with last year's flows. There, as you can see, total flows dropped a little bit, but and I heard this one's your guys' favorite is the conductivity.
Yes.
We had a, I guess, the lowest in a long time. It was down to 1950, so we're doing something right.
That's your official.
That's my official thing, yeah. All our sampling, the we're in parameters, no issue with call form, all the percents were down, and our average is 2166 on that conductivity. So I think we're good for this year, hopefully.
Because we only have like a couple more months of that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're well below. And then he said something about he used to post the, what the nitrates used to be. I mean, it was always between 28 and 32, so I took it off, but so that's what we have now at 6. So the denitrification is working.
That's great. And the it's supposed to be at like 10, correct? That's
well,
like the threshold.
It has to be below 10.
Below 10.
But that's starting January.
January.
So yeah. So we're good now.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we had no SSOs, no customer entries.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for the report.
Any questions?
No.
Nope. Director Graves?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Good job, Jeff.
Perfect. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for filling in. We appreciate it. Okay, so now we're going to move on to discussion and possible actions. The first one is discussion and possible action to approve the scope of work for Stanek to prepare a report of waste discharge and other documents for renewal of the town's NPDES permit in the amount of $45,314. And Gregory, I think you are up.
Yes, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yes, Gregory Harris, Herman Engineering, kind of Stanbury Bay engineer. And before you, we have a staff report that I wrote concerning the town's NPDES permit. The NPDES permit is a federal permit that's administered through the State of California Regional Water Quality Control Board that controls all aspects of the wastewater operations for the town, including our discharge to the river and Old River. And that permit is, by rule, have to be updated every 5 years. And so every 5 years we go through a process of updating it. And to update your permit, there is a bunch of paperwork you gotta fill out and provide to the regional board along with any changes you may wanna ask for requests in the permit. And the regional board may have issues on their side that are important to them that they may want to put into the permit that we end up negotiating where we end up. And you'll recall that the NPDES permit process is how we ended up building the filters and how we ended up building the deidentification project that's currently under construction of the plant. So the permit can carry a lot of weight in terms of impact to the town. We're not anticipating a lot of changes, but we do need to get the paperwork filled out. And the consultant that we've used in the past for that is Stantec Consulting Engineering. They did our master plan and they did our permit application 5 years ago and actually for the last 20 years, even some variation of that team on this permit. So the cost for the permit application is about $45,000. And I have a proposal attached to the staff report from Stantec. And part of this permit request, we are going to request a couple of modifications to the permit. One of the biggest ones has to do with the cattail maintenance. Slow Lagoons is costing the town of Veolia a lot of money and effort, and we're going to try and convince them to let us do something else there instead of what they can do to remove all the cattails. It's just not possible. We've been working at it like a dog all year long, and they come back in 3 weeks, and there's nothing we can do about that, you know. The other one is our electrical conductivity limit. We've been bumping up against it, and we're going to request an increase in that. That has been a sore spot with the Region Board in the past because we have the highest EC limit of anybody at all going into the river. And that has to do with our groundwater from our wells. But at any rate, the cost this year, even though we've had inflation stuff, the Region Board has streamlined the forms a little bit, so the cost is a little bit less expensive than it was 5 years ago. And since they have all the knowledge of the master plan and all the permitting issues that are related to the town, we're recommending strongly that we proceed with Grant Stantec and that you guys accept their proposal for performance work.
Perfect. Thank you, Gregory. Are there any questions for the board to Gregory?
No.
Director Graves?
I just want to make a comment that this report was brought to the Water and Wastewater Committee last month, or last week, actually, and it was reviewed in depth, and there were some very insightful questions and some very ignorant questions asked all by me. And we recommend that this move forward as we have used Stantec as long as I've been on the board.
Thank you. Is there any public comment?
No hands raised.
Okay, we'll bring it back to the board. Any other questions? Can we make a motion?
Motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Okay. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Couteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, now we're moving on.
See you later.
Thanks, Gregory. Okay. Have a good night. The next one is discussion and possible action to approve purchase of JW backhoe surplus equipment. Aaron, welcome.
Good evening, board. So I'm sure as you all heard that JW backhoe has closed the company down, and they are unloading or offloading their equipment. They're selling their equipment. And after Jim or JW Backhoe called me and let me know the news, I shortly reached back to him to see if he would be interested in selling the town any equipment that they used heavily to do any major repairs, minor repairs here in the district for water service and sewer repair work. So we got together, and at the time, we put a list together. I think it was mentioned at the Water and Wastewater Committee meeting 2 weeks ago briefly, because this is when this is all coming up. So in the staff report, you see a list of the equipment that has been mainly utilized here in the district to do all the repairs. Everything here will get the job done for 99% of the work during Discovery Bay that's been taking place for the past 20 plus years. Some you'll see A through H, and you'll see a comparison chart in the back. Those comparison charts are often some of those items. I got as close as I could when I was doing the research. Some of that equipment is hard to find used, or at least in close comparable condition. So I did the best I could, and I found what some of the equipment would be new if you were to go buy it out today. There's also some photos of the equipment attached. If it looks like it was taken by a phone, that's the equipment that is for sale by JW. And if you take a look further behind that, you'll see the comparison pictures that I found on the internet. Let's see. I think one difference there you'll see is the Ford F-450. I couldn't find a used Ford F-450 in comparison. I could find a Ford F-250. With the same, roughly about the same price, but here it's listed, the Ford F-450, $15,000 more. And the reason why is because those bullet points below it are all the necessary tools and equipment that would come on that truck to do the repairs. Whereas if you were to purchase that truck alone, it would probably cost you 40,000 used to roughly 80,000 new.
And it has a lot less miles on it than like the 250 that you
Yes, that Ford F-250, if I'm not mistaken, had like over 100,000, 150,000, whereas JW's equipment is low mileage, low hours. I think the one of their trucks, the highest mileage they have is 27,000 miles. A, B, and C is the, or A and B would be the, your, what we call it miscellaneous, but that would be your brass. That would be your connection pieces to attach to the main and to the service lines. We use that all the time. They haven't, JW hasn't stopped in the Connex. We would have to call a company to order that stuff in. And because of COVID in the past, a lot of these companies don't have them on the shelf. Sometimes it's a day to a week to get in. And if it does show up, a lot of times it is the one piece. And a lot of the surplus happens to be on his site and his comments. I couldn't go through each piece of item we had. That would take forever. You can see some of the pictures of some of the brass that was laid out. There is more brass in the saddles inside the Connex in totes. But that just kind of, in the picture, just kind of gives you an idea of what they look like. This equipment would help the district in repairs. I've been in in reach with other contractors. I've reached out to probably six contractors and I've only gotten probably two replies. Third, I'm still waiting to meet, have them come out here and do a meeting of our site, what the town looks like. The contractors I have spoken with would utilize this equipment to do the repairs out here. That would save time and that would save the district money instead of having them to rent equipment or mobilize equipment to get out here to do the repair work.
Any questions?
Yes, I've got a few questions. Like 268,000, go bigger for home now, huh, Aaron? So I do have a number of questions. So you just answered one of them. How many companies do we contact? So if we needed to have a repair, and I know this is going to be a best guess for you, and the company had to bring their own equipment rather than use ours, what would the difference in cost be?
So going off of the call it labor sheets of usually when bidding jobs, there's a line item of what a staff, what an operator would cost, a flagger would cost. You're also paying anywhere from $30 to $80 an hour per piece of equipment. So that could be a backhoe, that could be a dump truck, that could be, and that was just an hourly rate. That's not including the rental charge. That's what the contractor would charge to bring up the equipment.
And what?
And utilize it.
Rough idea on rental charges?
The heavy equipment that we've rented in the past goes by either you get it for a day or you get it for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was going to be a daily rental, you're probably looking at $300 or $400. For the week, you're probably looking for $1,000. It's a little bit of a discount.
Okay.
And that depends heavily on what piece of equipment you're renting.
And there's probably, if it's a truck or trailer or something, you're probably getting charged mileage, I'm assuming.
Mileage,
which is a right
rate,
rate right now is about 10 cents a mile. And then if it has like a generator or something, you're getting charged by the hour.
Yeah, and you're depending on if they have it when you need it.
Yeah.
Would we, as the town, need to hire anyone part-time or full-time to use this equipment?
This equipment would be utilized pretty much by whatever contractor we bring on site to do the repair work. There is some pieces of equipment, like the Ford F-450 and maybe the backhoe to do some light work at the plants. We do have a skip loader, which is roughly the same size as the backhoe. We do utilize that to fill dump trailers, large trash bins.
So our current staff uses that?
Yes.
Can use it?
Yes, along with Mueller.
Approximately how many times did JW Ho come out last year?
Last year was a light year for us. It was the year before we got hit heavy.
Okay.
They came out to us roughly maybe 30 times last year.
And about
the year before that, they came out, I'd say close to 70.
And how long, like how many hours per, approximately, when they came out, was it, you know?
Each visit, each site. So anytime you have repair work, it usually generally takes anywhere between 6 to 8 hours to get that repair job done. Then you have to come back another day with a smaller group, but you still have to come back and do repair road work. So you still have to remove the cutback, the temporary cutback, and bring back asphalt to do that proper repair. So you're looking at 2 days for a relatively normal repair job.
So one piece of equipment is, for one day, is approximately $240 at $30 an hour without labor or anything like that.
Right.
That doesn't include any of the conduit or anything like that. So, I mean, when you kind of look at it that way and you multiply that out times 30 over 10 pieces of equipment.
Do you have any idea about rough last year what we spent with JW Backhoe?
I have an estimated guess.
Okay.
Roughly about $400,000. The year before was considerably higher than that. On average, for the past, I'd say on average we were budgeting for right under $500,000.
Okay.
So we get pretty close to that every year.
And you think this will help us in that cost?
Yes.
Who? Are any of these prices negotiable?
I'm going to say no, only because he's not looking to offload this stuff quick. When I was there getting this equipment, he did tell me that because that they did such long-term work for us that we have first dibs at it, and I was not the only utility or contractor that were looking at the equipment.
Do we have a calculated payback? Do you have any idea when we make our investment back, so to speak?
A year, 2 years?
Yeah.
I would think we'd make it back in a year. If we're spending anywhere from $400,000 to $600,000, we would make this back.
Makes sense. Okay. Insurance. So if we have contractors come from other companies and use our equipment and something happens, their insurance, our insurance?
They when we do a contract work, they have to provide a certain dollar amount of insurance to cover any issues that could happen. So that can include equipment, our town facilities, roadways, pipes, all that stuff. So
it's typically like a garage policy, I'm assuming, right? And most of the time they're like, from my experience, from different things, it's $1 million+ in insurance. So,
okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Logo?
Yes.
I know the JW Backhoe invoices look like it's in them. They're extensive. So, just to get an overall understanding of Discovery Bay, you know our infrastructure best. Are things getting better or are things getting worse with our infrastructure?
Well, you just cursed that.
The infrastructure's aging.
Okay,
so you can look at it. We had an anomaly year where we had a lot of leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a slower year this year, so that might be offsetting it. But we still budget for, our infrastructure's getting older. The pipe at the ground is not. We have clay. When it gets hot, it pulls the pipes apart. At the hottest time of the year is when we have our most leaks. And then when everything comes back and shrinks, we have more leaks. There's not really a way to say if we're getting better or worse.
Yeah, and maybe that wasn't the right question
right.
to phrase it, but what percentage of our infrastructure have we touched and still need to touch over the next 10, 15 years?
Well,
off top of your head.
In the water and wastewater committee, we have these capital improvement projects that are going on. And I want to say right now, we're looking at anything that is what you would call AC, asbestos concrete pipe. And we have roughly about 17 miles of that. And we're looking at replacing that pipe. And most of the leaks that we have are tied to those AC pipes, but it's not the mains themselves, it's the service lines that attach to these.
So basically,
17 miles, I would say roughly.
And we've been talking about that in water, wastewater.
Right.
to look at what that would cost, but that's even like a 5-year plan if we can make that work, and that's a lot.
So it, by purchasing this set of equipment, is basically then that we become JW Backhoe, or do we still have to then hire?
That is a future discussion that the town has to take. This would help offset the cost. We would still have another contractor come in, use this equipment to do our repair. For the town to use this equipment to do any infrastructure work is a future discussion that probably has to take an internal house, water, wastewater committee, and crunch a bunch of numbers to see what
that is. Is it a lack of staff at that point, or
just
staff?
The training.
The training
staff.
Training.
To use
yep.
the equipment and how to fix
specialized, right?
Special
yeah.
things.
To be a specialized back offer requires special training to use that utility on the street.
Sure. Again, I'm just trying to ask some general questions, sir. We understand, you know. What we're
and the supplies, I mean, that's big too, because that mm-hmm. will allow us to not, you know, potentially run into supply chain issues or problems getting what we need to fix
right.
the issues that we have.
It will take time of us running down to the Bay Area trying to find a supply chain that has it so we can pick it up, or maybe it's a Saturday or Sunday and the supply shop isn't open. They're usually open Monday through Fridays. So having this in a Connex, if we have an issue, we don't have to worry about that unless it's a really bizarre part that we don't have. And obviously we would replace what we use to make sure we have that in stock at all times.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go line item by line anywhere. I guess at the end of the day, I'm just trying to understand, if you said this is the equipment that we really need to go after, then, and obviously wouldn't be your staff for it if it wasn't there, but.
I did visit the yard. He's got much more equipment. In fact, the one thing that I would say is missing on here is a water buffalo, which is just a trailer mounted unit that can, mm-hmm. you know, clean stuff off. He's not selling it, but he has much other equipment there that I didn't put on this list because it wouldn't really. This is, I would say, the bare bones of what we need.
Yeah. And this, sorry to keep interrupting, but this, from like the diesel truck perspective and stuff like that, I mean, I think the guesstimate of like $30 or $40 an hour is probably going to rise. Current state with the California CARB regulations, I think the ability for some of these companies that didn't purchase, they're going to have to rent what's already on the ground because they're not going to be able to purchase anything new. And I think you're going to see those costs escalating. Like even looking at from personal perspective of what we're selling and renting, we're looking at our costs escalating because it's going to be a limited supply of what's available.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. Again, that's why I was asking the question about our current infrastructure in Discovery Bay, trying to understand how much more repairs we're going to need and replacements. So,
I could tell you. I know we've touched a lot of it. There's a lot we haven't touched as well.
How long is it going to take to replace 17? Was it 17 miles?
That's just the mainline pipe.
Okay. And
so we still on that mainline pipe. I would say I'm looking at the map. We probably have roughly 2 to 2,500 service connections, and I mean, I've been here 12 years, and I don't think we haven't even touched. You're looking at anywhere between 40 repairs a year in the 12 years I've been here. That gives you kind of an estimate of how much we touched.
So the worst is yet to come?
I'm sitting over here.
Doom and gloom tonight. We are doom and gloom.
I'm agreeing. I'm like Director Carol. Sorry, Carol, I'm here.
Yeah.
I like package deals. I like getting discounts. You know?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know why. If the board decides to move forward to approve this, you know, I don't see why we can't ask for something.
Additional discounts. And are you comfortable with where all this equipment will be kept and the security involved?
Yes.
You know.
Is this going to be kept at a new facility or an existing facility?
This will be kept at Plant 1.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have existing equipment at Plant 1 as well already?
Yes.
So that's nothing new then?
Correct.
Director Graves, do you have any questions?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being patient.
Well, it's a little bit more difficult to interrupt when you're not there. So I just want to make a few comments from my experience. Aaron started a couple years after I got on the board, and so he's made some great options. And you guys have asked some some really great questions. It's really, really appreciate all the in-depth questions that you've asked. They're very appropriate for the situation. I have a few comments to make. One is that what we're really talking about here is emergency patches. That's really where JW comes into play. So having the equipment on site is going to give us the opportunity to keep our ratepayers in water sooner, quicker, and repair faster by having this equipment on hand. And the reason it wasn't necessary before was because Jim's yard was over in Nixon. That's why everything's so low mileage. If it was right here, when we contract with somebody else, we don't know where that equipment's going to be coming from. As Aaron has alluded to, it probably will be rented. I know from my experience, as you guys well know, I rent equipment for the town, first for personal use, at least once a year, and just the delivery charge is $400, and the pickup charge is $400. That's not, it doesn't include the amount of money it is for the equipment. That's just to get the equipment there. So every time we would have to bring equipment in, we would be hit with those charges. I think you guys talked about that a little bit, but I wanted to reiterate that point, as well as the fact that it is significant and appropriate to talk about where we are in the repairs of overall within our infrastructure. However, we need to fix each leak as it happens immediately, just to keep our ratepayers getting the water. And that's our primary purpose. And so my recommendation or my vote would be to move ahead with the purchase. One other thing I would say is I do know Jim personally. I've worked with him for 14 years, and he's a square shooter. I had a discussion with Aaron, because my inclination is horse trading. Hey, wait a minute, I never take the first prize either. But in this instance, I don't know if that's the right thing to do with them. I believe Jim is a fair guy. He's always charged us lower than market prices for what we've done with regards to some of the other public agencies he works for. He's always put us at the top of the priority list. I don't think he's going to take this time to try to quote unquote stick to us. I think it's fair price. I looked at all the comps, and I'm okay with the amount of money that he's asked. That's all I have.
Thank you. So are there any other questions before I open it to public comment?
One more, as far as the budget goes. So we do have the money in the budget to use for this.
Well, this is not a budgeted item, but yes, we do have reserve funds that we can use for this, absolutely.
Okay. And since we won't be giving it to JW Backo, we will be using it now.
Any other questions? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to public comment. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment?
No hands raised online.
Okay, Kirk.
I have no experience in this area, so I'll use that as a basis for your judgment on what I'm about to say. So first of all, you're going to incur the maintenance on all this equipment, right? So if it breaks down, we have to fix it. We have to pay for a new fix. When you're renting it, that's not your problem. So I think that's an added cost. I would have expected to see maybe a more detailed ROI and a payback period based on historical use. That's just me. And another thing that occurred to me is that what is the probability that the contractors that you're hiring come in to make these fixes are not trained on our particular piece of equipment and need to use their own piece of equipment anyways, so we're going to have to pay for their equipment rental anyway. I don't know the answer to that. That's just bringing up that.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay. I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the board. Any additional questions? A motion? I'm going to make a motion to vote to approve the $268,000 for the purchase of JW Backo's surplus equipment. I think it's important. I think we need to keep our ratepayers without having to wait for repairs, and knowing the state of the world right now, I think this would be something we may look back on in 6 months and be like, dang, I wish we would have done that because we're waiting for supplies or are not able to get equipment. And I think it's a fair price.
Is that the whole motion?
Yeah. Everyone else got to talk.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Ruto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries, and we will purchase that. Thank you, Aaron. Okay, so we're moving to the final discussion item, which is possible action to approve the Water and Wastewater Committee recommendation to eliminate the non-viable office building option as possible option for future district offices. Dina.
Okay. So the item before you tonight was brought to the Water and Wastewater meeting earlier this evening. The staff report and presentation represents a timeline of the new district office process and explanation why a new building is needed. Attached to the staff report is a presentation that will continue to be updated as the board moves through the decision process. Tonight, staff is requesting to eliminate the following non-viable building option number 3, which is to eliminate the new building that was presented by Atypic Architecture Company for a total of $13 million. The committee feels that this option is no longer a viable option and would like to move to eliminate this option from the list of 8 proposed options. The options that have already been eliminated are options 1, 2, 7, and 8. And those items are stay in the existing building, leasing rental space, new facility at existing site, and existing building at River Lake and DB Boulevard. Staff recommends eliminating the following non-viable office building option number 3, new building, per the Water and Wastewater Committee recommendation.
Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Director Graves?
No, I think that's clear. No, that's all I have for right now.
Okay, thank you.
I just have one clarified question. So is the staff recommendation to not move forward on a new building or a new building that was tied to AUT?
It's the new building that's tied to AUT.
Okay, so.
We still have the modular option for a new building on the table.
Got it.
Okay. Any other questions? I'm going to go ahead and move it to public comment. Is there any public comment? Kurt?
So I'm just curious how or the rationale behind why it's not a viable option. It's, if you look at the requirements in the presentation, it meets every single requirement in the presentation. Yes, we all thought it was horrendously expensive, but I just don't understand why it is not viable. And it might be obvious. I mean, there might be facts, not in evidence. Maybe in the modular building, you've got a quote that it's $2 million or whatever. I just don't know. The facts are not in evidence for me. Maybe you. I don't know. So what I'd like to do is request an update on how we're doing with the other alternatives, the leasing space and the modular building. We haven't heard how that's been going, so I requested we get an update maybe next quarter.
Well, I think we're working on that, but we don't have enough information to bring it to the public yet. So it's not like it's not being worked on. When we are at the point where we have an update for that, we will bring it to Water Wastewater first, and then it will come to the board immediately following. So it's not that it's not being worked on, it's just stuff sometimes takes a long time, and staff is working with the various different companies that we're talking to, and so we need to make sure we have everything in place before we can bring that to the public.
Understood. So there's not a better alternative.
There's three alternatives that are still being looked at that are on that list that we haven't eliminated yet.
But compared to this one building, which there isn't one that's...
It's on the list.
Showing is it?
So you have new modular building, potentially remodeling the community center, and purchasing So new modular building, purchasing, is it 5 that's still alive? New property with the office space and remodel the community center. Those are the three viable options that we're working on right now.
Still, I don't understand why. I would say don't take it off the table until we've got a better option. That's
I think we feel like we have a better alternative. It's just not ready to present to the public yet.
That hasn't been presented.
Yeah, which it will come.
So, and I still have time. So, the Veolia presentation earlier, I thought it was going to be about the energy and the solar stuff. That didn't happen, right? At last wastewater, or water wastewater meeting, it was supposed to be presented to the board tonight, wasn't it? I just want to.
We said a future meeting.
Okay. Light a fire. Let's go.
It takes time. We're in government, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing comes slow. Everything comes slow. Nothing comes fast. Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring this back to the board for a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to eliminate the $13 million AET office building from new building options.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, I was going to say, thank you. Can we do a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Gatto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries to eliminate option number three, $13 million building. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move on to manager's reports. Monica, you have an update on Parks and Rec?
Wait, you said it was.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good evening.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to, I think maybe two meetings ago, I let you know about the problems that we had with the pickleball courts. We've been working quite diligently. They came out, everything's been repainted, it looks beautiful. So, fingers crossed it all holds up, and we'll of course keep our eye on that. Everybody's very happy. As I walk the grounds, I've had a lot of people come up and thank the entire staff for working on that and staying on top of it. So that was a real positive thing. So we're wrapping up the aquatic season, and I'm really happy to report that it was one of the most successful years I feel we've had. In numbers, in seeing people here, in Flick and Float, in the positive comments that were given to us, everything was great. The last day for all things aquatics is Friday, October 27th, and that's when we will be turning the heaters off and seeing our PG&E bill go down quite drastically. I also want to say that I'm very proud of our entire community center staff, the lifeguards, front desk, Janie, Cindy, the residents. People have come through this year and been so grateful and thankful and acknowledged that. For keeping the pool open, which we did last year as well, but I don't think they expected it again to be open until the end of October, which is huge. 2 years in a row we've done that, and it's been great. So it was a very successful year. So I'm happy to let you all know that, and I'm also happy to turn the gears off. And I have a little bit of, you know, other things to work on.
Do some cold plunging, right? Got you.
Yeah. Let you know that Lions Club is holding their Paws on Parade event here at the community center this Saturday from 9 to 12. So if you have a pet or not a pet, please come down and enjoy. We will be hosting again another American Red Cross Blood Drive on November 29th from 9 to 3. Few times a year we have those here and host them, and they reach their numbers, which is a great thing, and blood donations.
So do you have to sign up for that, or is it just walk-in?
Yeah. No, you have to sign up. You do it through their website, and
okay.
They have a Discovery Bay link. They take all the registration. We just give them a place to do it because they book up. They have every appointment.
And that's available now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the American Red Cross website.
Okay.
And then you
thank
click
you
on the Discovery Bay link. And we also have it in our activities guide, which is on the town website. Or
okay.
You can pick one up out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to let you know that we have added, in this guide we have right now, we're offering private and group pickleball lessons. So it's in our new schedule, like the guide. So we're hoping
that's
to get
great.
That up and going. And then, last year we did it. We're doing it again. It was a great turnout. We're offering a free Zumba in the park. here in the back of the grounds here, October 28th from 10 to 11. So you can come dressed in your favorite Halloween costume, bring a lunch. Maybe some staff will be there, I'm not sure. And just get to know other community members that have a passion for. They dressed up last year and they sat and ate lunch after out on the grass and on the patio, and it was great.
Awesome.
So that's what we have going on for recreation.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Nope, all good.
Okay. It looks like we are done with director's reports. Is there any future agenda items? No. Director Graves? Okay. I'm going to take that.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and adjourn our meeting at 7:45. Thank you.
Thank you.